Tonight, Google names the new head of YouTube. Is Verizon throttling Netflix? And a bionic hand that feels. Tech News Tonight is next.
This is Twit.
This is Tech News Tonight, show number 18 for Wednesday, February 5th, 2014. This episode of Tech News Tonight is brought to you by 99 Designs, which connects businesses seeking quality, affordable designs with a community of more than 270,000 graphic designers. Visit 99designs.com/TN2 to receive a free power pack upgrade valued at $99. I'm Sarah Lane. Let's get right to the tech feed. Earlier today on Tech News Today, we spoke with Jessica Lesson, who broke a story that Google is now confirming. Susan Wojcicki is in as CEO of YouTube. She was previously the senior vice president of advertising for Google and had worked there for over 10 years. In fact, she's employee number 16. Knowing that YouTube accounts for nearly 20% of all internet traffic, this move is seen as a way for Google to use Wojcicki's advertising background to better monetize the service. Twitter reported its first earnings as a public company today. Here's the good news. Fourth quarter revenue came in at $242.7 million, and earnings per share were in the black at 2 cents, which beat analysts' expectations. However, Twitter's stock tanked. Shares were down as much as 13% in after-hours trading. Slow user growth has investors nervous. Twitter reported 241 million monthly active users, which is only about 9 million more users since its previous quarter, and it's a continued trend of slowing growth for the company. What's more, Twitter's engagement numbers, or timeline views, hit 148 billion in the fourth quarter, an 11 billion view decrease from Q3. The silver lining here appears to be in mobile. 75% of Twitter's revenue now comes from mobile devices, and the company reported 184 million monthly mobile active users. Net neutrality was effectively canceled last month, at least in the United States, after a federal court ruled that the FCC didn't have the authority to impose net neutrality on Verizon or any internet provider. Today, a software engineer named David Raphael posted data to his blog he says catches Verizon red-handed throttling Netflix. He also posted a screenshot of a Verizon tech support chat where a support person told him Verizon is now providing, quote, limited bandwidth to cloud providers, and that the limitation is why Netflix was running slow. Although it's now legal for Verizon to do this, the company has denied throttling anything in a statement to the Washington Post, which read, "We treat all traffic equally, and that has not changed." Coming up, if you need a bionic hand, how about one that you can actually feel? Plus, Stuart Miles, the founder of PocketLint.com, will join us to chat about a few stories that they broke. But first, if you need a great design, maybe for a new logo or a mobile app or a business card or a t-shirt or anything graphical, you'll find the right designer for your project at 99 Designs. Just go to 99designs.com with your idea, what you need, and dozens of designers from the community submit designs created just for you. You then give those designers your feedback, they refine some things, and then you select and pay for your favorite. Start your next graphic design project for as low as $199. And if you go to 99designs.com/TN2, the number two, you get a $99 power pack of services for free. A power pack gives you more designer time and attention. The company will feature your design project in their marketplace, and you'll get nearly twice as many designs. Variety is a good thing, after all. Visit 99designs.com/TN2, and we thank them for their support of Tech News Tonight. Well, we're now joined by Stuart Miles, CEO and founder of PocketLint.com. Stuart, thank you for staying up late in the UK to join us. It's now after midnight there.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's start off with one of these stories that PocketLint wrote about recently, an exclusive, that the team that built Facebook's new paper app, which was became available to users in the US on Monday and currently available only to iPhone owners and, of course, those in the US, will not actually be coming to Android or even the iPad or internationally anytime soon. What's going on with that?
Yeah, it seems that it's very much an experiment at the moment with the quote they gave us was along the lines of, we're a small team, we're excited to see how it goes, how people use it and what their feedback is, rather than actually saying this is a big rollout in the face of new face of Facebook, so to speak.
However, so much of Facebook's mobile users, which have certainly been on the rise, and even some of Facebook's standalone products like, say, Instagram, for example, have huge Android user numbers, in many cases more than iPhone. So why not cater to that all of that lost audience?
It's strange, isn't it? You'd think that they would be keen to push this out to as many people as possible, certainly to actually properly take on Flipboard, which it feels very much, from what we've been playing in the office, feels very much that it is a sort of Flipboard approach. And sort of some of the people we've anecdotally been talking to are like, this is the best thing about Facebook ever. You get the good bits about Facebook and not the bad bits, like all the stuff down the side. It might be, I don't know, a number of reasons. I think they are just trying to experiment. Facebook have this amazing feeling and sort of this sort of mantra internally, which is always moving forward. And, you know, this sort of fits into that. I think maybe if you look back at what they were doing this time last year with Facebook Home and how badly burnt they were with that, maybe the approach is this time around, well, we'll see what the response is. We'll see how it works. We'll see what it's, you know, whether people really want it. And if they do, then we can start opening up. But let's not put too many resources in at the beginning.
All right, moving on to a few weeks ago at CES, Pocket Lint landed a demo of Alcatel's solar-powered phone prototype. The idea of solar-powered mobile devices is very hot right now. Can you tell us a little bit more about Alcatel's tech?
Yeah, this is quite cool. I actually saw this myself out in a private demo at the show, off the show floor. The idea is that it's a solar panel on a phone. Now, that's nothing new, but what you get instead is that this is a transparent solar panel. So I think you're getting a video overplaying at the moment. The solar panel is the screen, and so as soon as you put it in the lights, or even under some regular, like, sort of house lights, it will start charging. Now, if you can think of this in uses in Africa or India or sort of anywhere that's very sunny, then automatically you don't have to worry about charging. And they said that the technology is almost there. They're a bit upset at the moment about the cloudiness that adds to the screen. They think they can do better, and so they're not releasing it yet to the public until that happens, but they're confident that's probably going to happen in the next year or so.
Well, we've also heard rumors, Apple specifically, as well as other companies, are planning their own range of solar or alternative energy devices. You see some patents coming through, some rumors, some job postings. When do you think we're going to see one of these at market available to buy in a store?
Tomorrow.
Good answer.
No, it's one of those things. I mean, it's, you know, if you look at the amount of rumors that were flowing around before the iPhone launched, back in 2007, then that was going on for about 2, maybe 3 years, and constantly like, oh, it's going to be this, it's going to be this WWDC, or it's going to be this Macworld conference, it's going to be this. Oh, no, it's not. Oh, no, it's not. Okay. No, maybe not. Oh, damn them. They're not going to launch it. And then again, eventually, when the hysteria and excitement built up enough, they then launched it. And I think you'll probably see the same with the iWatch or iBand or iRing or whatever you want to call it, where the hype is building, but it's not at fever pitch yet. So I think it will be some time to come, but I think that they are putting together all the pieces, if you logistically sort of nitpick through what they're doing, that something is happening, but I think it's still some time off.
Well, at least in the case of Alcatel, we saw something. I mean, there are actual prototypes, and that at least is exciting.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Thank you for chatting with us, Stuart. You can, of course, check out Stuart over at Pocket Lint. That's pocket-lint.com. Thanks for joining us.
No problem.
All right. Moving on. European researchers have created that robotic hand I was talking about earlier. So here are the details. This time, Dennis Abo Sorensen, a 36-year-old Danish man, had his left hand surgically amputated following an accident with fireworks back in 2004. He was fitted with the bionic hand for a month last year. The technology works by sending information about the strength and the shape of the grip around an object to a computer chip that repackages that data into signals. Then those signals are transmitted to tiny electrodes surgically implanted in the arm. It all happens in real time, so Sorensen was able to instantly adjust his grip based on what he felt in his robotic fingers. He told Reuters that his bionic hand was the closest I have had to feeling like a normal hand. And that is it for this edition of Tech News Tonight. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast at twit.tv/TN2. Our next netcast is tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific. I'm Sarah Lane. Good night.
Bandwidth for Tech News Tonight is brought to you by CashFly.com.